I take you now to Milwaukee, and I leave you there, ladies and gentlemen. And you'll do fairly well. Hoarding. A lot of, you know, this show's on TV and about hoarding. Any of you hoarders here care to admit it? Do we have any hoarders in the house? How about coveters? Keepers of things. If you don't want to call yourself a hoarder, do you keep a lot of stuff? Huh? Anybody here keep a lot of stuff? Got a lot of stuff? Keep it? Huh? Okay. In Milwaukee, there is a place called Tony's Hoarder World, where hoarders can get together and have a good time. No, it's she has everything everyone else has hoarded. She's managed to pry away some of it, and she's got it right there at Tony's Hoarder World. It's down there in Milwaukee downtown. And she's on the line with us right now, and here she is. Tony, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Tony.
Hi.
Where are you right now?
Well, I'm driving in the car. I'm in DeForest right now.
Oh, you're in DeForest. Are you looking for goods and services?
Absolutely.
You're on a hunt?
I'm on a hunt.
Do you actually go to hoarders and try to pry away some of their stuff? It would be good for them, probably, and good for you.
Every once in a while, but I like to let loose things.
Yeah. Okay. In your own shop there in Milwaukee, that's right where the paintball, your husband's a paintball guy, where all the guys have their bridal showers. I mean, their boys' things for getting married, right? Paintball guy?
Yes.
That's what I was just saying. What's that called?
It's Paintball Dave.
Paintball
Dave?
Oh, Paintball Dave. Dave is your husband. You're quite a couple, really, when you think about it. And you got the shop right in that same building there?
I do. I took over his front office and two other
people. Yeah. And what kind of stuff have you... You're breaking up a little bit here, Tony. You're on the road right now, driving?
Can you hear me better?
Yes.
Okay.
What did you do?
I put the phone close to my mouth.
You know, Gary would tell you that because he's in personnel and he training stuff. And put the phone next to your mouth. What have you got there now, for example, in your shop? I know you got some pretty unusual items that normally wouldn't be offered to the public because people have saved these things.
Yeah, I have anything from prosthetic eyes.
Prosthetic eyes?
Correct.
Okay.
To the mermaid, believe it or not, and furniture, anything you can think of. In my shop.
Okay, I couldn't even think of those two things there. That you know. We got the prosthetic eyes, and the other thing is what? There's something about a mermaid?
The Mermaid of Fiji.
Mermaid?
From Ripley's, Believe It or Not.
What do you have of theirs?
I have the Mermaid of Fiji. She was
Was she?
Yeah.
Still, after all these years. That's amazing.
Yep.
Okay, and then what else you got there that's... of special interest?
We have a Damascus sword from World War II, a German officer's sword.
Swords.
We have the Wienermobile pedal car.
A pedal? Oh, see, now there's something. Now you struck a chord. A Wienermobile pedal car. That's cool.
There we've got toys. We have old steamer trunks.
You've got it all, I would say. Probably there at Tony's Hoarder World.
Yes.
Okay. Are you a hoarder yourself, Tony? Do you save everything?
I would like to say no, but I think that all my relatives will call and tell you
otherwise. Yeah, well put. Tony, I'm going to let you go now on your way, and we're going to have some people call in, some actual hoarders I'm hoping to attract now and tell us what they have collected all these years, and we'll see how that works out, too. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Well, thank you.
Tony Rudig from Tony's Hoarder World in Milwaukee on North Broadway. You go down there and you hoard. Okay. And that's the opening salvo here. We'd like to hear from actual hoarders. Now, you know, maybe, I hope it's not considered a derogatory term. Do you think so, Norman?
There was some debate about that before the show, Michael.
Oh, there was. I'm sorry to hear there's ever debate before a show.
Well, yeah, I think it all has to do with context, though.
Yes, exactly.
And it's the tone of voice you use when you point at the person and accuse them.
Of hoarding.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How about keepers of things, people who keep a lot of stuff? I know they're out there, and maybe they save some stuff, and you know, and they sort of live on the fringes of it. That sort of person.
That's fine.
Okay. Oversaver.
What number would they call in if they are such a person?
That number,
yes.
Michael, would be.
Uh-huh.
Wait a minute.
I know there's a number.
It's not here. Oh wait. Yeah. Let's try if people want to call in.
Yes, right.
And share their experiences of keeping things.
Keeping things, yeah.
That would be the 800-942-5669.
Uh-huh.
Or 1-800-WANO or 1-800-WACK-NOW.
It sounds like a command when you say it. You have that commanding voice.
We'll see if it works.
We're looking for people now. If you want to say hoarder, that's fine. Maybe that's pejorative and you know a negative thing. But you know, if you keep a lot of stuff. You know, you don't throw stuff away. You keep stuff. Lots of stuff. You know, maybe you keep it in your house. Maybe you keep it in your garage. Maybe you keep it on your person. Let's go to the phones right now. We're getting some people up, keepers. Let's call them keepers, people who are keepers. Dusty is calling up from Joplin, Missouri. And Dusty, are you a keeper?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I'm an attempted hoarder.
You are?
Yeah.
What prevents you from being a complete hoarder?
Well, years and years ago, I had a house fire.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the end of that.
Oh, I see. I cleared out that hoard anyway. Huh?
And then, you know, I'm in Joplin, Missouri,
mm-hmm.
and so I had a bunch of my stuff in the tornado,
uh-huh.
and
oh,
that was
yeah.
the end of that.
Oh, boy. Do you think God...
I'm looking for contributions.
Yeah.
I will.
All your stuff is gone. It must have been a blow to you.
Oh, yeah.
You think maybe it's a divine intervention or something and all the stuff you're saying?
Well, hey, you know, he's looking out for me.
Yeah,
what can
yeah.
I say?
What, have you started rebuilding your hoard?
Slightly.
Slightly, yeah.
Go ahead.
No, is it just an unwillingness to let anything go or throw anything away, or what's the thinking?
Well, actually, yeah. I mean, you never know when you're going to need it.
That's it. Okay, all right.
That's mainly it. I've got everything from a kiln to the Geiger counter.
Yeah.
So, you know, you never know when you're going to need a Geiger counter.
No, or a kiln, really.
Mm-hmm.
And do you save like things like nuts and bolts and washers and bent nails and things to on that level, or is it?
I am not that bad.
Okay, all right. My mother used to save every bent nail. So I still have her little, in a cigar box.
The last place I worked, he was bad about that. I mean, you'd have a bolt that was missing the head, and all the threads were rusted off of it. Oh well, you better save that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
What the hell are you thinking?
All right, Dusty. Thank you. You got us off on the right foot here.
Hey, thanks a bunch. You have a great day, Mike.
Take care. You too. Eric's on the line from Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, Eric.
Hey, how are you doing, Michael?
Good. Yourself?
Very good. Very good.
Are you a keeper of things?
Somewhat reformed.
Yeah.
I made the mistake of renting a 7,000 square foot warehouse.
And then you feel you got to fill it, right? 7,000.
Absolutely, square feet. Absolutely. Yeah. There's some good came of it. At one point, I filled it up with 1,000 glass blocks. And when I lost my job, I sold it and made a mortgage payment with it. So there's some good things about keeping stuff.
You made it from the glass blocks, or did you sell the building?
I sold the glass blocks.
Yeah.
I still have the building.
Yeah, yeah. That's interesting. So is that what you do then? You look for things that you can turn around, flip glass blocks?
No, this was purely accidental.
how did you...
like stuff I should want to keep.
I mean, someone just came to you with 1,000 glass blocks and say, hey,
want
to buy glass blocks?
I was working with a friend who was renovating a school, and he was tearing them out for his job and said, Eric, do you want these glass blocks? And I'm like... Yeah.
Naturally, who wouldn't?
I've got room for them, so.
That's pretty good. So they were, like, free, or did you have to pay them?
I had to go and get them.
You had to go and get them. Okay, there's that. That's the same thing with bricks and stuff.
Yeah, bricks I don't keep. There's too many of them around here.
Yeah, but, you know, they're usually free, but you got to go and get them, and that's...
Right.
All right. Well, that's cool. So now what's in the warehouse now?
Actually, a whole lot less. I'm trying to clear it out so I can rent... space and collect rent for people on it.
Yeah.
But recently I took two tons of steel out of there and sold it, loaded it on my one-ton truck and took it down to the scrapyard and sold it. So that was a good thing.
Did you make two trips or what?
No, one trip.
Really? How are your springs?
Springs.
Yeah. Yeah. Good answer.
Am I supposed to have those now?
All right. Thanks, Eric.
Yeah, my pleasure.
You've been a big help.
Yep, thanks.
I appreciate it. Bye. Okay. Mark, Mark, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
You're in Switzerland?
Yes, I am, in Bern, Switzerland.
Come on, you're making this up.
No, I'm not. I'm the host of the Blues Zeppelin on Swiss Community Radio.
Oh.
And I'm a regular listener to What Do You Know?
Well, thank you. Thank you. And may I say you... You speak English very well, Mark.
Well, I'm from New York. I used to be a researcher at the University of Wisconsin, Madison, in 1985, and I was in the audience.
But you know what? I mean, for being from New York, you speak English very well.
Thank you.
And now yes. Are you a hoarder as well, Mark?
Well, I'm hoarding Swiss francs at the moment.
You are. You're hoarding Swiss francs.
Yeah, and what prompted me to call was this woman who was looking to open a Swiss bank account. I'd like to help her out.
Oh, we can do that. Can you do that for her?
Sure, why not?
Is there a minimum, and do you get, like, socket wrenches or anything, or chocolates or something?
No, but I have to make it clear that the U.S. government has put in some banking rules that Swiss banks are not opening accounts for Americans.
Oh, no. Oh, they aren't?
No,
so does she have to change nationality first, or?
Yes, a lot of Americans actually are giving up U.S. citizenship if they live abroad.
Are you willing to do that?
No.
No, she's not willing. I guess we got no deal here.
Okay, but she could send me the money, and I'll open the account.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Mark. Thanks for calling. We appreciate that.
Okay.
Nice talking to you. Oh, I'm sorry. Betty's in Concord, North Carolina, and Betty, are you a keeper of things?
Oh, my gosh, yes, I am, Michael,
yeah.
And I cannot believe that I got through.
Yes, it's unbelievable. what do you keep? Tell me your situation.
Well, since I was very young, growing up poor, I've learned to keep everything, and we furnished my son's first apartment through what we were able to keep, and family, and we've now started furnishing their grandchildren's bedrooms with things we've kept.
Yeah, and where do you keep it all?
In attics, piled up in extra bedrooms, and stuffed in drawers and closets, and wherever we need to keep it, because we know somebody in the family will eventually need it.
Yes. Do you have room to live in your house? Is there actually, in your living room, is there room to live?
Well, I have more room now because they've all moved out.
Yeah. So you hadn't moved the kids out, actually just have more room for things.
Yes, exactly. But I'm sort of like a lot of people now, things are not as important.
Things are not as important, no, right. But they don't get up and go like kids do, so.
Yeah, exactly. And besides, I got to get rid of my things so I can have room for my grandbabies.
Yeah. Is it all a problem for you, Betty, or in terms of, you know, have you been gone to counseling about it or anything like that, where you need to get rid of some of this stuff just to, you know, make your life a little more manageable?
No, I used to be like that. I used to hoard paid receipts from all my bills until my aunt came over to help me one day and told me how crazy I was. And said I could just get rid of everything except for the last month. And when my check cleared, I could get rid of that. And I went bingo.
Yeah.
So that was kind of a light bulb going off, and that's helped since.
Yeah. Do you save the light bulbs, by the way, speaking of that?
No, but I'm trying to hoard the old ones because I don't like the new ones.
Me? I'm with you on that one. Yeah. They keep burning out, for one thing. What about frozen? Have you got, like, freezers stuff with frozen things?
No, but I do have a problem with my pantry. Thank goodness I haven't seen any of what they call pantry bugs, but I will go in to bake a cake and find out how old my flour is when it doesn't work.
Your flour doesn't work?
No, because I don't tend to renew things in my pantry as I should. I opened a jar of salsa, and I didn't think it ever would go bad about a week ago. And oh my goodness, I wouldn't have fed it to the squirrels.
No. So you had to get rid of the salsa and the flour. So you have some things you've given up on.
Yes, I don't feel so bad anymore. I just let it go. I kind of learned to let it be, as the Beatles say.
Very, very good, Betty. Thank you so much.
thank you.
Yeah.
And bye.
Bye. Nice talking with you. Okay. We got Shirley here. Shirley's in Kansas City. Shirley, similar experience to Betty's, or?
No. It's my husband.
Your husband.
Oh, he drives me bananas.
Okay. How so?
He collects records.
Uh-huh.
We have more records than the public library ever had. We have 30,000 selections. My storage rooms are just packed with records.
30,000?
LPs. Victrola records, 45s. I mean, really collectibles.
Yeah.
But I want to scream. And then he loves books, which I love books too.
Sure.
But there's a limit. You know?
How many books do you have? You ever count those?
Oh, mercy. They're in boxes after boxes.
Yeah.
Everything's in storage rooms because we do have lots of storage in our home. But it drives me bananas.
Yeah, yeah. So you mean storage rooms? You mean like bedrooms or no?
No. They're storage rooms.
You have storage rooms.
Yes, storage rooms. Mm. A lot of storage in our home.
Yeah.
So, mercy! If I had them in my bedrooms or my house, I would just about scream because I like things very tidy.
Yeah.
So I tuck him away.
Yeah.
He's got the garage literally packed. So I'm wanting to get rid of all the stuff.
Yeah.
He has beer bottles, beer cans.
Full or empty? Collection. Full or empty?
Pardon me?
Are they full or empty?
They're empty.
Oh, they're empty. Okay. And did he drink them all before he had all these empties? Or is that significant?
Yes.
He did? Okay, all right.
Before I came into his life.
Yeah. Now he's just got the empties. Okay. And are they're collectible empties?
He thinks they are. I don't think so. I would love to just dump them.
Yeah, I mean, Pabst Blue Ribbon, you see quite a few of them around, you know. And,
No, he's got Red Top Beer.
Oh.
He's a lot older than me.
Oh, is he? Yeah.
I'm old enough to be his daughter.
You mean you're young enough to be his daughter?
I mean, he's young enough to be his daughter.
Yeah.
I'm as old as his son.
You are? Okay.
Yes, but we've been together 40 years, though.
So. 40 years, so you've gotten older in the course of things.
Yes, I've gotten older. He met me when I was quite young.
Okay, but, we don't need to go into all of this. And what's your husband's name, Shirley?
Ralph.
Ralph. Is he there? Is that why we're whispering Ralph?
Well, he's had several strokes.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm taking care of him with his strokes.
Oh, dear.
But he knows these things have driven me crazy over the years.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I love him dearly, so
yeah.
I...
And so you can't really get rid of this stuff. You know, it could affect his...
These are things... And, of course, we have... An antique Victrola,
yeah,
a 1921 Lowboy French Victrola. So,
oh, those are nice ones, yeah, Lowboys.
So, but I miss so he can play his Victrola records and all. But I mean, they are valuable. I mean, it is. He's got all of his Gellington's collection on LPs and things like that.
Oh yeah, cool. Did he buy and sell these things too? Does he ever sell some off and buy some?
Oh no!
Move them and put them on the internet.
He would go and buy them, and who knows? We probably have duplicates, if all I know.
Yeah. Okay, Shirley, thank you very much for that. Thanks for sharing that.
Thanks.
And best of luck to you out there, Kansas City. Now one more here. We got Larry's been waiting. He's in Arkansas, Mayflower, Arkansas. Hey, Larry, there.
Hey, yes. Wow.
How's it going? Yeah.
I've been trying to get on for 87 years.
No kidding. Has it been that long?
Yeah.
Time flies.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Are you a keeper of things or a hoarder, if you want to call it that?
I need help.
You do?
I've got four storage buildings at my house.
Four
I've got
storage buildings.
A couple of storage units full. Mm. I bought a 14 by 70 used mobile home a couple years ago, and now it is completely full. My wife won't let me keep anything in the house. So
you're lucky she keeps you in the house at this point.
I'm very lucky. I'm very lucky.
Yeah, yeah. And but, what's in all this? What do you got in there, Larry?
Oh, geez, you name it. I started collecting toys that I never got as a kid.
Cool. And, that's cool. I can relate to that. Yeah.
Then I had a whole bunch of those, and then I found eBay and found out I could make money, so I'd rather have the money than the old toys.
Yeah.
So then I just started buying stuff I thought I could sell, but I buy it quicker than I can sell it.
Oh, I see. And is it is still in the toy area, or are you on the small engines and tools and
anything? If
furniture.
I don't do furniture. People don't want to pay shipping on furniture. So.
No.
But small stuff. But yeah. I've got a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Do you have an inventory? Do you even know what you've got?
Absolutely not. No.
Yeah.
One thing I did, though, I collect old-time radio shows. I've probably got 20 or 30,000 old-time radio shows. And I finally put those on CDs. So I've narrowed those down to about a couple hundred CDs.
Okay. Old-time radio shows. Do you have the old-time radios as well and all the other?
I have one old-time radio, and I'm going to convert it to play my CD old-time radio shows. So I can pretend I'm back in the good old days.
Yeah. Well, this is all working out for you.
So far, in the
final end.
Yeah, except that the mobile home has been like 2 years. I haven't been in it, I'm afraid.
Yeah. Okay.
And I don't even know what's in there anymore.
What anything really exotic you got in there, or strange, or?
Now, probably snakes, raccoons, that kind of thing.
Snakes and raccoons that are just in your storage buildings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Can't keep them out.
No.
They can smell a bargain.
Yeah.
Thanks, Larry.
Well, damn. All right,
thanks,
thank
Larry.
You, man.
There you have it. Mayflower, Arkansas, Larry. He needs help. But he's doing all right.